This episode of TMS is brought to you by Squarespace.com, the all-in-one platform that makes it fast and easy to create a professional website, blog, portfolio, or online store. For a free trial and 20% off your new account, go to Squarespace.com and use the offer code MORNING9. Coming up on TMS, Scott works till the midnight on a sunny day.
Brian saw things over the weekend and lived to tell the tale.
Women stabs roommate over a really dumb reason.
Iran has funny ideas about what to put in space.
They sure do. Breaking Bad broke good at the Emmys.
Brittany is now living in Vegas full time, y'all.
Uh-oh. Did she say y'all a lot?
She can say y'all as well. Sure. It's not just Miley.
All right, fine.
Just trademark on that.
Doing a little top of the show fact checking. Marky Mark finally graduates.
Eric Zapp review.
Major spoilers.
Your emails and more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
Would you believe that Utica Club is one of the half dozen or so beers in the United States to use mash filters instead of a lager tub in order to separate the grain from the liquid, even though it requires the employment of two extra men to change these filters? Just because this method standardizes grain-liquid contact time and therefore ensures that every Utica Club is a better-tasting brew?
Harry? Your socks don't match.
You see, we drink all we can, the rest we sell.
The actor who plays James Bond looks an awful lot like Vladimir Putin.
The Morning Stream. Why, oh, why did I take the blue pill?
Good question, Mr. Scott Fletcher, and welcome everyone to the Morning Stream. It's TMS, and it's me, Scott. It's him, Brian. Hi, Brian.
It is. I am. Hello.
What's going on, man? What happened? Went Thursday. That was my fault.
Yeah. I take no blame for that whatsoever.
I like that there are people still asking where Thursday's show is, and we'll only find out right now when I say that there was no show. Because not everyone, you know, is a Twitter person. Not everyone knows.
Sure.
They don't all belong to the Facebook Tadpool group on Facebook.
Now, we're not at Morning Stream is not a locked Twitter account. Like, even if you don't have a Twitter account, if you're not a Twitter person, you can still go to twitter.com/morningstream.
Correct.
And see a post.
Correct. You totally can. You can do anything you set your mind to in this world. We're not going to hold you
do
back.
Do whatever you want.
But I've made it a point. I mean, I guess it depends on where I'm at and what I'm doing during the day, but if I get a ton of replies, even on Twitter, saying, "Where's Thursday's show?" I usually don't reply because in my head I'm going, if they're that into this, they will figure this out because there are other places we put it, also including that same Twitter feed, and they just haven't gone and looked, or they'll hear it right now. There was no show Thursday, everybody. No show Thursday is what we called it.
No show. Every once in a while, we have a special event that happens on Thursdays called No Show Thursday.
Yeah, and that was it. So take that for what it's worth. There was no show. There should be one this week. We should have Wendy on Thursday.
There should be one today. There should be a Monday show.
I had a client nightmare I had to deal with. It was fine. Mm-hmm. It involved Chinese people. So what are you going to do then? It really did. There was a lot of Chinese involved. Way more Chinese involvement than you might expect from a guy like me.
Wow.
Let's just put it that way. Can't say much more. It'll have me killed. All right, moving on. Brian, it's good to be back. Yesterday. Oh, I should say what day it is. It's Monday. It's 8:09 a.m.
It's Monday.
Monday. It is not a midnight. September 23rd, 2013. Hurtling ever closer to October and fall weather, although we're already sort of having it. So there.
I can't believe how quickly September is flying by. I mean, it totally feels like September is a blip.
Yep. Like a fart in the night. Gone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like a hot fart in a crowd.
Like a hot, loud fart that wakes you up.
You ever have that? You ever get one of those?
I do get those.
Do you wake you right up?
My roommate, I shared a hotel room with a guy that who had loud, abrupt machine gun farts and did not wake himself up with them.
Wow. But woke you up just fine.
Yes.
But I'm trying to imagine. Now, I'm not trying to drag you out in the street or anything on this, but I'm trying to picture in my head one Brian Ibbett in bed with his full, what's it called? The Juno Pap or Pap smear helmet.
This was back in the media marketing traveling days. So this was before the CPAP.
But I'm still trying to imagine you today, like today in the CPAP regalia, which makes you look like a TIE fighter pilot, right?
Right.
Laying there going Turp! In the middle of the night and waking up with that all that hosiery and everything just kind of going, what has happened? My form of punishment will be more severe. Good stuff.
That is your fart, Gotham. Take it.
Own it. Don't pretend the dog did it. It's yours. So, I got some news for you here.
Okay.
Somebody did a little digging. I talked last week about my job at National Microcomputers, which was this stupid little hole-in-the-wall computer company that I worked for in Salt Lake City all a chunk of the 90s, 92 through 96.
Okay.
A chunk of time.
Back in the first internet boom.
Right before the bubble burst.
Technology explosion.
Yeah, that's right. Multimedia and Carta on CD, ROM. Single speed CDs. Ultima Underworld was all the rage. It was a strange time.
Heady times. Heady days.
Very heady days. So guy did some digging around for some articles online that maybe would refer to this company and found it. I didn't get his name. I apologize. But he sent us an article from 1997 dealing with National Microcomputers basking in success. Now, I happen to know from very, very close personal experience that in 1997, they were about to go bank. They were about to take a huge dump. They were going to shit the bed, as the kids say today.
Basking in obsolescence.
Yes. It was not going to be pretty. And yet this article comes out and says this. Jaffer Magarab, that was his last name, figured he and his wife Cindy, as he used to call her, Cinity,
of course,
had made a big mistake in their lives in 1990 after launching National Microcomputers, a direct sales computer company. He spent a month knocking on doors and talking up his hand-built high-end computers, but hadn't made a single sale. None of this is true, by the way. He didn't go door-to-door, and it's all bullcrap. Magarab, who they now put a hyphen in. I don't know why later in the article there's a hyphen.
I think that probably, when you copied and pasted, I bet the pagination was different. Yeah,
maybe. Weird. Anyway, had made a friend. Well, I guess I could look. There's a link. Made a friend, though. One guy kept calling to pick his brain for advice on computer systems. Once I called him and I said, "What are you doing? You're asking me all of the questions. Are you buying from somewhere else?"
All of a sudden, he's Borat. High five.
Yeah, wah, wah, wee, wee, woo, whatever he says. NMC employs 29 people. At the time, it was 10. I'm just pointing out the facts here. Said Magarab, regard more as family than workers. Oh, man, really? That's a bunch of hoo-ha. Who work in a 26,000 square foot building in the company owns adjacent to the I-15 in Murray. By the way, that building now, which is the thing that bankrupted them. That's the thing that cost too much money. And they
26,000 is, was it really 26,000 square feet?
No, it was closer to like, probably closer to 20 or 18, but still pretty big. Pretty big.
Well, somebody did not do their research on this article.
They didn't. This is the most fluffy piece in the history of journalism, if you want to call it that. It's those, you know, local company spotlight bullcrap. Exactly. So here's the truth of it now. That building, which used to be the NMC building, and I used to have an office up in the one of the upper floors, and it had a great window, is now a Kentucky Fried Chicken headquarters where dudes in suits plan for the for the region.
Planning the next, right? They're coming up with the next double down.
Yes, the next great idea is happening where I used to do this. And I had
what if
this.
We did a three-layer chicken sandwich with chicken in the middle and chicken for the buns.
Brilliant. Let's
held
go to lunch.
Held together with tape.
Let's go to lunch. Where do you want to go? KFC? Hell no. Gross, they say. So I used to dream or think that the KFC people now. So we had this big burn-in area where the computers, after they were set up, they'd be all sitting there in this big room just cranking on high, running all kinds of tests. And that's how you would, quote unquote, burn them in and test them for the people who were going to get them, right? Make sure they were okay. Mm-hmm. I now picture that room converted into a freezer and housing many chicken nuggets. That's how I see it. That's how I see things. It says, this is what Cinity says. Quote, we put more into employee parties than advertising. The employees are the most important thing to this company. B.S.
Now, was she also from?
No.
I'm guessing Jaffer was from India, correct?
He was. Iran. So he was from Iran. He married her with her parents' permission when she was 14.
Oh, my goodness.
Which is normal for him over there, I guess. But he, at the time, and I'm not kidding about this, 41 years old. So he's 41, marries a 14-year-old, and her West Valley nutso freaking weirdo parents said, go for
said,
it.
Yeah, sure. My kids say anything wrong with this.
Yep. So they saw nothing wrong with this stranger from Persia over here to start a computer conglomerate to marry their daughter with a difference in years that makes everyone, even makes Captain Picard and his new wife kind of shudder a little bit. So that happened. And she then, so this is what brought everything down. Money got tight. Things got weird. That building was too expensive. And right around this time this article came out, or shortly thereafter, she realized that she was 51% owner because you get a benefit from being a woman-owned business where she has a majority share. Mm-hmm. And she took everything.
What? Took really?
Home. Yep. Dumped. He got put out to dry. Took everything he owned, shut everything down, kept all the weird family jewels that he brought over from Persia. And kicked him out on the street. And I literally got a phone call from Jaffer about 2 years later on the phone begging for a job. Or no, this wasn't me. It was my brother-in-law. That's right. Huh. He called my brother-in-law, who was starting this company. And he's probably listening and will remember if I'm telling this right. I hope this story's right. But I think he called him and said, hello, Ken. You have a job for me to the midnight. Like that kind of thing. And he didn't have one for him, obviously, but. What a weird turn of events.
It is. Yeah, no kidding. Wow.
Ken used to work there with me. Yeah, we had some really good times there. Some of my favorite memories ever, but then Cinity took it all away. Destroyed it.
Oh, Cinity. And she was a horrible name, though. National Microcomputers.
Yep. Sad, right?
Gone. Yeah.
And some of the story, I think.
I'm remembering because it's written right here in front of me. If I were to cover up my screen and look away, look at something else, I would not be able to remember the name of that company because it's so damn boring.
Exactly. And by the way, quick email or quick text from Corinne, who I met working at National Microcomputers, NMC. She says, OMG, Jaffer did nothing but bring the money and recruit Jeff and I. Gah!
Corinne's correct.
She is correct. She's absolutely correct. So her memory matches with mine. Jaffer did not care about employees. That was not their most important commodity. They could care less. And then someday I'm going to tell you how I almost got killed. I know I promised that. I'll tell you a different day.
Really?
By another person, a human being, threatened to kill me at NMC. Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know where he is now. No, it wasn't Cleo.
Because we're going to get a story this week from Cleo.
Right.
We were going to have Thursday, but now it's going to have to wait till this Thursday.
Oh, show Thursday. Screwed it up. Crap. Sorry, Cleo.
I know. No, that's all right. The suspense
is killing me.
Exactly. There's no way that this story won't live up to the suspense of 2 weeks.
No, sir. All right. Quick note that new film sack up. Footloose, the original 1984. Go catch it. It's on filmsack.com or wherever podcasts are downloaded.
Everybody cut.
Yeah, everyone cut. If you can all cut, that'd be great.
Please
and then
cut.
I'll also... reminder, Eric, who'll be on today. Well, we'll talk about it when he comes on, but his album's out. We'll talk more about that when he gets on here today. And then you saw some stuff over the weekend
something over the weekend. So Thursday night, thanks to my fantastic clout score, thanks to my raging power in the world of clout.
Yeah. Is clout still a thing, I guess?
Clout's still a thing. Hmm. And, it's not a bad thing. I've gotten a bunch of McDonald's Arch cards. Every time McDonald's comes out with a new... product, I get an Arch card to go and try it and then tweet about it, and so that's not bad.
So
it's all right.
so I'm on clout right now. It says I have a clout score of 74. I don't know what that is.
No, that's a good clout score.
Is it
according to my buddy Chris Brown? And okay, here's the thing. This is how crazy clout is in certain circles, right?
Yeah.
He was applying for a marketing job at a newspaper, and. Before he went into the interview, a friend of his who also works there said, by the way, know your clout score. And he's like, what? What's clout? And he's like, no, go online, find out your clout score because it will come up in your interview. So he goes to clout.com. He finds out what his clout score is. And then he goes into the interview. And sure enough, the ad director of this newspaper says, or the marketing director says, what's your clout score? And, Chris Brown says, blah, 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 whatever the number is. And he says, okay, well, the number to me doesn't matter, but the fact that you know it is important to me, so very good.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. So that matters to a job.
It matters to some jobs. And I don't know. This was two years ago.
Internet-y
year kind
of jobs? Like jobs where
it was a social marketing, social media marketing.
That makes sense to me.
So
if this is a gauge of that, then that would make sense to me. I just didn't know how much of a gauge it really was. I guess
I don't know. And it seems to be, I don't know. I mean, it seems to be relevant. It seems to be picking up steam. So who knows? It's something you can sign up for, let it fester. And then every once in a while you'll get a perk.
All right.
And I've gotten headphones. I've got a pair of Sony, Bluetooth headphones that were really cool. I've gotten, Dollar Shave Club, a nice razor and some blades and some shave gel.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah.
Why didn't they get just free stuff?
That comes with a clout score of 66. And I don't know how you should be totally getting some perks, because if you're 74, you should be getting more perks than me.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I guess I haven't gone in there and actively done anything. Maybe they require you to. I mean, I've had an account, but I haven't done anything with it, or, I haven't attached these other things like LinkedIn or Foursquare or any of that crap.
Yeah.
And I have no desire to even go near Foursquare. No, there's none.
Yeah.
I'm not starting now, dude. That thing, that ship came and went. No.
Exactly. Yeah. That's, do people still check in for things at Foursquare? Like, are there people who are still like the mayor of their Chick-fil-A?
Yeah. Stuff like that happens. I know that Tom is the mayor of my own house.
He's the mayor of your house.
Every time he comes here, the last couple of years, he's been here like three times, and he
checks in.
Yeah, every time. He's the only mayor. There is no other. He is the government of one person. Like, there is no other people vying for that position.
He owns a controlling share in your house.
Oh crap! Don't tell him that.
Is he going to get a cut when you move, when you sell this thing?
Oh, don't tell him that. That's a bad idea.
Oh, he's going to lose his mayorship.
Yeah, it's right. Well, no, he could still sneak in here and piss the new
deposed.
People off. Yeah, hang out in the front lawn and have him call the police. Who is this guy?
I'm the mayor.
I'm the mayor, damn it. All right, so Clout. Anyway, you got tickets.
So Clout, as the most recent perk, gave me tickets to see Gravity, the new George Clooney, Sandra Bullock joint that's coming out on October 4th. So we went to
Alfonso Cuarón directed.
Yes. Holy cow. So it's this theater where they're doing basically the full on sneak preview. It's not just for Clout people. It's also the press event. So all the local newspaper reviewers are going there to see it. And then they fill up the rest of the seats by, I guess, doing this thing. There's a bunch of websites, apparently. I was talking to the guy sitting next to me who did not get his tickets through Clout, but got him through whatever website. And it's like there's a bunch of these websites. I think 43kicks.com might be one of them.
Yep, heard of that one.
GoFobo or something like that. And it's apparently all these freebies, like local freebies. You want to go see a show? Here you go. Go check out these websites. You want to go to a concert that isn't selling out? Go to this website.
Right.
And but it's funny. So Tina and I go sit down. Because of the Clout thing, we get to go on at the head of the line. We get to bypass all the people and go in.
Wow.
Yes, that's right. That's what happens when you roll with me.
Pardon me, I've got a Clout score of 78. Pardon me.
Exactly.
Wow.
78 coming through, 78 coming through. Then they roll all these other people in, and we're noticing as they're all coming in, everybody knows everybody. Like all these people who get all these free things all go out to the same events. And it's like, oh, hey, Mike, how you doing, Mike? Oh, yeah, oh, there's Larry. Yeah. Oh, my daughter was wondering if we'd see Leon tonight. There's Leon.
Oh, wow. Like there's a little club of people.
A little club of people who go and see all these free things. And so now you've seen the preview for Gravity.
I have.
And it's a great preview. It's
looks intense, yeah.
It looks intense, and what's well done about it is there are no spoilers in the preview. What you see in the preview takes place in the first 2-3 minutes of the film, and you don't know what the heck happens
now,
after that.
Remind me, basic plot point is, here's the deal. George Clooney is trying to make a heist of the space station with 13 of his buddies, and she is
14
trying,
now. 14,
yeah,
because Sandra Bullock is the 14th.
Right, but Sandra Bullock is hurtling through space so fast. But if she goes under 55 miles an hour, then she explodes. Right,
that's exactly right.
Okay, got it. I'm good. Good. I'm great.
Yeah.
So how is
another way of putting it? Another way of putting it is a space shuttle mission where some cosmic debris, some satellite debris, is whipping around, orbiting the U.S. or orbiting the world, and cuts through their stuff and starts flying people all over the place. And Sandra Bullock and George Clooney are it. They are the only people you see in this film, really.
Sounds like a Castaway kind of
very Castaway. It's like Castaway without the volleyball
and the actually, horrible tooth pain.
And a much, exactly. I think a much more intense film than Castaway. I mean, you really, there is, without giving anything away, there is no lull I mean, it is, there is stuff going on through the entire film that is suspenseful, and you don't, there's no point at which you feel like, oh, I guess now's a good breather time. Now's a good time to.
There's no like quiet reflection or anything weird like
exactly.
that.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's intense. It's, yeah. it's heavy duty. The guy next to me brought his 4-year-old daughter, and we're seeing this thing in 3D, and she's like reaching out for pieces of space debris and chunks of astronaut foot and stuff like that that are flying through the, you know, flying through the air.
Daddy, I want an astronaut foot.
Exactly. But so I would not have brought a 4-year-old to see this film, but excellent. I cannot say enough good things about this thing, and not because I saw it for free. Notice I'm not saying hashtag cloud at any point during my review.
No, you have not.
I have not. But no, this thing was fantastic.
Dang it. I want to
really,
see it now.
Really
it.
Good.
3D as a must or no?
3D worked really well with this thing. Actually, I think 3D is okay with this. And Tina was worried about the 3D because she had all of her eye stuff.
Right.
This is the first 3D movie she's seen since she had her retina reattachment. So this was kind of going to be a test.
And she did okay.
And, did just fine, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Opening preview stuff came out. And she's like, hey, it's working for me. I'm like, oh, thank God, because watching this movie without 3D in a 3D theater is going to really suck for her.
I've only done 3DS 3D since my surgery, so I have no idea how it'll
go. Well, and that's a whole different kind of 3D.
Yeah, it's a different kind of thing, so I don't even know how my eyes are going to behave. But interesting. I am very interested in seeing that movie.
Yeah, it is.
Looks really good.
I cannot recommend it enough. It is so good, and I think.
And they're in the suits, or are they CGI heads in those suits? Like, how is this done? Are they really in there?
You know what? Here's the thing: we didn't even think about it. Like during the film, you're so immersed in everything that's going on that it wasn't until we got in the car and driving home, like we realized, oh my God, we never even thought about how are they doing this? How are they doing these special effects? Because there's, you know, no gravity, obviously, for the movie, for almost the duration of the film.
Right.
And you're not thinking, where are the wires, or how are they doing that shot, or anything like that, until the movie's over and you're looking back and thinking, wow, I was so immersed in this that I wasn't sitting here trying to analyze trying to figure out how the sausage was made.
Well, speaking of sausage, I was talking to Dills the other day, and he said he has no desire to see that movie, and he never will. And I said, really? And he says, my only greatest fear, he has one major phobia, and it's being lost in space. He can't. Mm. He cannot deal with that idea. That idea completely freaks him out. The just infinite expanse, there being no resistance, so you floating away, you're
exactly.
done.
Exactly. You know? At the same speed, you're not slowing down.
Nope. You're going a lot faster than you think you are, and all that kind of weird stuff he does. And just infinite cold blackness of space just gives him pause. And for me, it's heights and it's, you know, claustrophobia a little bit and things like that. Like normal, everyday, run-of-the-mill bullcrap. His is very specific about this very thing freaks him out. So he's not going to see it.
Wow.
Which I thought was interesting. But I will see it.
You will see it. And the thing that I take away from this the most is how we've seen explosions like crazy in movies all our life, right?
Uh-huh.
And how much more tense it is when you see explosions without a noise associated with them.
Right.
Because in space there's no noise. So there's, you know.
And they also don't have air, so they kind of explode differently. And
right, exactly.
More of an implosion or a.
Right. Oh my God.
That kind of stuff sounds really fascinating to me.
It's fantastic.
All right. George Clooney, still a charmer? Still
George
looking good?
George Clooney, great. I mean, both of them, I can easily see. And there's a lot of Oscar buzz for Sandra Bullock for this because she.
She's real good, huh?
She pulls out every single emotion she's got for this thing. So
well, you know I like her. I'm a big fan.
I know. And you'll like her. You'll like her in this.
Clooney suit have nipples on it?
She looks hot in that space suit, man.
Does
let me
she
tell
good?
You.
All right. Probably having a, you know, pee in there, too, because you're stuck in space. What are you going to do? You've got to pee in your suit. Did Clooney have nipples on his suit?
Yeah, of course he had nipples on his suit.
Because it's the Schumacher clause. You can't get out of it.
That's right. He will have nipples on his suits. He has a you know, a double-breasted men's warehouse suit that actually has nipples
right,
on it.
Right, the one he wears in the ocean movies. He has to have little felt nipples. Little
felt nipples.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's the rule.
Sit there standing next to him eating a souffle and looking at those nipples.
They warned him. They said if you're going to be in this Batman movie, mm-hmm. you're going to have nipples on every suit. Anything qualifies as a suit. Nipples. That's the deal. All right.
Exactly right.
Speaking of required nipples, let's call Daryl.
Perfect segue.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And get our groove on with Star Trek trivia. So here goes. Right here. Hold on. Right there. Stump a Trek Nerd, brung to you by.
Hey, beer lovers, be sure to check out the Hopcast, your premier craft beer podcast. Visit hop-cast.com to watch the latest episodes where Brad Chmielewski and Ken Hunnemeter.
You got way better than I did. So.
Review new beers, interview brewers, and even help improve your beer knowledge. Brad and Ken, that's who you're listening to. With over 200 episodes, it's sure to keep those taste buds coming back for more. Be sure to follow and subscribe to the Hopcast on iTunes. Cheers!
All right, Brad and Ken, I'm glad you're here from some unbeknownst Eastern Bloc country. It's good to have you here in America. All right, Daryl, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you, man?
Oh, tired.
I like your, this is your very close to the phone, there are people around me voice, right?
A little bit.
I love it. I love that voice. It's my favorite.
It's like late night with Daryl Scales.
Yes, that's right. Late night.
It's also the I'm so tired I can barely speak voice.
Oh, one of those. Long, hard weekend for you there?
Well, you know when you go to bed at night and then you sit there and you sit there and you sit there, then the alarm goes off for you to get up?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
One of those nights. I don't like those nights much at all.
Yeah, I don't either.
I feel like sleep is necessary. I feel like we humans need it. If I've learned anything from the book Insomnia by Stephen King, it's that old men will start to see people if they don't get some damn sleep.
I think between Breaking Bad and Dexter last night and Raid, there was just too much in my head to go to sleep.
Overstimulated. Like
Yeah, way overstimulated.
That's too bad. The Dexter thing, I'm already behind like two seasons or something anyway, so it doesn't really matter as much to me. But I can't do Breaking Bad right before bed. I can't do it.
Yeah, I see why. I can see why.
But today, I'll watch that, and I'm very excited. Yeah. I did see the very first part. Didn't expect who walked out of that van. Just saying. I don't know where that's leading.
Right, yeah.
Don't know where that's going, but yeah. We'll talk about them later because they won a bunch of stuff yesterday.
Yeah, they did.
Daryl Skills, it's time for Stump a Trek Nerd. Here's your hard trivia question. You're going to try to answer it the best of your ability. And if you're new to the show, we do this every day. Daryl, here you go. It says, Daryl, a few weeks ago, made a mistake when saying that Sonia Gomez spilled coffee on Captain Jean-Luc Picard when it was actually hot chocolate. In which episode does she spill hot chocolate on Picard? I like this. Correction into a question. It's nice.
I know. Well done. Yes. By the way, you should feel bad for this, and now you have a chance to get another one wrong. Good job. Right.
Was it A, Pen Pals, B, Samaritan Snare? That's my favorite homemade beer.
old Samaritan Snare?
Yeah, the Samaritan Snare. It's really good. New England area.
I have one of those on my doorstep. A Samaritan Snare.
That's better than no soliciting sign. Does it have a Samaritan
sign? Works really well.
C, Up the Long Ladder. So, anyway, I could go further on that one. And D, Q Who. So it's Pen Pals, Samaritan Snare, Up the Long Ladder, or Q Who. Now, while you're sitting there thinking about it real hard like you do, you get the menstrual cramps real hard. We're going to do this.
Are you hungry?
Aren't you hungry?
Watch a foodie.
We have in our hands. Oh, gosh. Spilled something there. Hold on. Ugh. This came to us from, remind me.
Oh, from D-Lane.
D-Lane.
Diane
Lane sent this. Yeah, fantastic. Nice. She's great. Mm-hmm.
From Las Vegas, Nevada.
That's right. From Las Vegas, it's something called the Mediterranean Halva.
Did you get this also?
He did, right?
Yes.
We got an emergency email saying he didn't, and then it came right back that he did.
So okay,
it made me happy. This is a product
emergency.
It says a product of Greece, and I'm sure glad it's spelled like the country, because otherwise I would be concerned. So we're going to have a Mediterranean halva. I don't know what this is. I have no idea what to expect here. Do you guys know what this is?
I think mine's defective.
No, it probably will look defective. It looks like dried spackle.
Well, the wrapper is open and not sealed. It's like they didn't squirt glue on it. And then inside, it's all mushy and wet.
Is it really?
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. It shouldn't be mushy or wet.
No, it should be dry.
I would, mine's a little mushy.
I wouldn't eat that.
That's a little mushy. Hold on.
Yeah, a little mushy is fine.
It's supposed to be. I think this is right. I mean, the mushy part is fine, but I still would worry about eating it if it was open. It's chalky.
Yeah, it's supposed to be squishy, chalky, but certainly not wet.
It's like caulk.
Hmm. Yeah, it's yes. Wet caulk.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like how you both pronounce that very carefully.
Caulk.
Caulk.
When I was a kid, I was like, Dad, where's the caulking fluid? Caulking! I didn't know. It's like duct tape. I thought it was duck tape for a long time when I was a kid. You know, like quack, like duck. Yeah. All right, yeah, here we go.
Duck
Let's try
tape.
This out. I'm nervous here.
I'm smelling it. It smells chalky even. Mm-hmm. I'm going to lick it.
Yeah, it'll taste chalky too.
Ooh, I don't know what to say about this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't like that.
That is the halva that I remember.
Now, that's a Hungarian, a Greek thing or what?
Greek thing. It's a Mediterranean, like,
Woo!
Yeah. Oh. But my grandparents used to always get it and bring it home and be like, hey, want some halva? I'm like, oh, yeah, no.
You want some halva? No, what was their accent? They have a Hungarian accent?
Oh, yes, yes.
How did it go? Give us a taste there.
Brian, Dalinka. It's like a Ariana Huffington.
Oh, like that? Oh,
yeah,
love
Brian,
that.
Brian, Dalinka. Yeah. Oh, it's on your, why don't you ever come over anymore, Brian?
When did you lose all your hair?
Exactly.
We like the Huffington Post.
Very Zsa Zsa Gabor.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Those guys, that's all Hungarian, right? Yeah, mm-hmm. They're totally Hungarians.
Yep.
All right, well, grats. Good job on that. I would, Daryl's turned into...
Fragrant liquid and powder.
That's what his was.
That's about it, yeah.
Yep. All right, well, there you go. We'll try more of that weirdness in coming days. Big thanks again to D-Lane. Where do you get this stuff in Vegas, I wonder? Probably, I don't know.
Yeah, who knows?
What am I saying? Vegas has everything.
Vegas has everything.
They have lemon cream filled wafers in here. All right.
Yes. Yeah.
We'll get to that eventually.
Tomorrow, if you want.
All right, Daryl. Back to birthdays or two birthdays, not back to them because we didn't talk about them yet. So, who's having a birthday? What's going on?
That would be one of our favorite people in the world, Jason Alexander. He's 54 today.
He was on. Wait, he was
George
on Star
Costanza?
Trek.
He was. He played some guy named Kuros on Voyager on the episode Think Tank.
Oh, I don't remember that at all. Okay.
I'm a space importer and exporter.
That would be great if they would George him up for that role. Like, that'd be fine. He was also in Pretty Woman. People forget that.
Yeah.
He was the plucky buddy. Well, wasn't he like the friend or the lawyer or something?
He's an ass in Pretty Woman. Like, he's...
I don't remember.
He finds out that Julia Roberts is a prostitute and, you know, propositions her as well.
Oh, right. That was assy, wasn't it?
He was totally assy.
George.
And, like, says derogatory things towards Julie Roberts and stuff like that.
Georgie!
You look like a horse. Oh, and happy birthday to Don Kelly. Apparently it's Don Kelly's birthday
who's
as well.
Don, who's Don Kelly? Oh,
he's a tadpole, Don Kelly.
Don Kelly sounds like a famous name, though, doesn't it?
It does,
oh,
yeah.
Don Kelly. When
Starring
he was,
Don Kelly.
Don Kelly as Detective Butt Snatcher or something.
Happy birthday, Don. There's one right there
for
you.
Happy birthday, buddy. All right. Back to the question at hand. Daryl got this thing wrong, said it was coffee. It was really chocolate. Fell in Pickard's lap. What episode did this Sonia Gomez dump the chocolate on Picard's lap? Was it I almost said penis pals. Pen pals. There is no episode in Star Trek called penis pals.
Not one that we're going to watch.
No. That is some fan fiction right there. That is not canon. Pen pals, Samaritan snare, up the long ladder, and Q who? Penis pals. Jeez. Apparently, all I need is a P-E-N, and I'm down the river.
Right.
All right.
Okay. I really want it to be that, but it's obviously not.
I'm glad we gave you a good laugh. You needed one after your hard weekend.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I think I know this. This is the one with the pack leads on it.
Oh.
Oh, really?
Which would be Samaritan Snare.
Was that the... Oh, because Geordi was being a good Samaritan and helping those guys. Hmm. Was that what they called that?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, they snared him and made him their Samaritan.
Made their ship go. They made it go. Yeah, I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so Daryl says B, Samaritan Snare. Let's find out if that is correct. Judges, is it? Oh, incorrect.
What?
It's D, Doctor Who, or sorry, Q Who.
Doctor Who.
Doctor Who. It was Chris Eccleston thing. Q Hugh. She is drinking the hot chocolate in engineering when she accidentally spills it on Captain Picard. According to Daryl, she also played the three-boobed alien in Total Recall. Here's a clip of her spilling her hot chocolate on Picard. I was hoping it was the three-boob clip, but it's not.
I don't think you want to be around these control stations with that hot chocolate, do you?
Oh, I'm sorry. I shouldn't even have this in engineering. It's just we were talking. I forgot I had it in my hand. I'm going to go finish it over here. Lieutenant LaForge, this is not going to happen again. Oh, no! Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, Captain.
Actually, it's my fault, sir.
Indeed.
Oh, I wasn't looking. It's all over you.
Yes, Ensign, it's all over me.
Restate. Don't get mad. Just
Chief
restate.
Chief O'Brien, beam her into space.
Beam her into space. Put her in the airlock. Wesley! Lick the chocolate from my lap, Leslie! I said, Leslie. Great. I can't get anything right. Daryl, it's been a real treat to get the first question of the week wrong, and glad to have you here. So it's Daryl Skeels, everybody, the Trek Nerd on Twitter. He'll have another chance tomorrow. We'll see how it goes. Also, this week in Trek's own Daryl, you can listen to that. It's a fine podcast published weekly on the internet. All right, Daryl, I leave it to you to ask us your own trivia question of your own concoction. What do you got?
Okay. Is this a Star Trek? I always say this wrong. Is it a Star Trek alien or an actual mineral? There, that's what I'm trying to say.
All right.
Oh, I guess you need the word.
Yeah.
how about Carnelian?
Carnelian?
Carnelian. Alien.
Alien.
You're both wrong. It's a mineral.
Damn it. What? It was too obvious. We should have known it was a mineral. Really? Carnelian?
November's birth gem or something like that.
this hairspray has too much concentration of, what was it called? Carnelian.
Carnelian. Sounds... Oh, that's right. It is in WoW. Yes, it is.
Is it? Okay. Fine. Yeah. Oh, that's a thing you mine in WoW?
No, it's one of those that you get in one of those gems you open after each boss on the Throne of Thunder or whatever it is.
You go talk to the vendor as soon as you get out.
Yes, exactly.
No, that's stupid. Stupid Mineral, it's the news, and it's brought to you by...
Join Pierce 4 times a week in Let's Plays of Platformers, RPGs, roguelikes, indie games, and the occasional shooter. Also with weekly fitness-oriented vlogs at Pierce Nation on YouTube. I can also be found at Pierce Nation on Twitter. That's P-E-A-R-S-E Nation on Twitter. Remember that open immigration is now being accepted, so come join the nation. Hordeside.
Hordeside, indeed.
So Pierce is P-E-A-R-S-E, so look for Pierce Nation on online, YouTube, Twitter.
We should put Let's Plays in quotes because that's a thing.
That what it's called? It's called Let's Plays?
Yeah, like a Let's Play. Like, oh, hey, I did a Let's Play of that game or whatever.
Okay. All right.
It's kind of a term. I think it's a dumb term, but people
I've never heard that term, so that's why it sounded so befuddled as I was reading that.
It's a common internet gaming vernacular, what that is. woman, check this out. Woman stabs roommate for extortion? No. For stealing her stuff? No.
Adultery. Adultery.
Nope. Keep guessing. Keep going.
Not paying the rent.
Incorrect.
One
more chance. You get one more guess.
Letting her cat outside and not letting it back
in. So close. It was for refusing to stop listening to the Eagles.
Oh, geez.
To the Eagles.
Is her name Lebowski? I effing hate the Eagles, man.
Oh, the Eagles. Police in South Carolina arrested a North Charleston woman. North Charleston woman. What does she do?
I don't even know. She dances like she's from the 1920s. Excelsior!
That's a good one. That's a good one. She only eats the top part of the Charleston chew. Monday night, after she allegedly stabbed her roommate multiple times for refusing to stop playing music in the classic from the classic rock band The Eagles.
Desperado.
Oh, dude, I loved The Eagles back in the day. Some of it's kind of... I don't know how to explain this. There's a certain kind of manufactured 70s music.
There is. Yeah, it's California country, light rock.
Yeah, not a giant. You know what? It's not that I'm not a fan of some of that. It's that it makes me tired. I feel sleepy when I hear it.
Mm-hmm. It's great background music. Like, it's not something that I'll you know, fire up and sit on the couch and just stare off into space and listen to. It's something that, you know, if I'm working on code or HTML or website or something, I can have that on the background and will not get distracted by it.
Yeah, that's good. Speaking of which, the new iTunes Music on iPhone or on the
iTunes 7. Radio thing.
Yeah, iTunes. That's what I meant. Radio. It's really good. I think they've really done a nice job of good selection, interesting discovery, all that stuff.
Works really well. Yeah, it's funny. You'll like say, except here's my problem with it. Here's the way that needs to work. You need to be able to create a radio station from a playlist and say, start with this playlist and create a radio station based on the songs in here, rather than, all right, start it on this artist, then add another song or add another artist. Yeah. It takes forever.
Yeah.
And I want to create a Coverville, all covers radio station, but it doesn't know covers as, and it shouldn't, because covers are not a genre, but you can't do it based on specific choices like that. It's going to be based on an artist, a genre, an album, etc.
So if you search for Hey Jude, you might get a cover. You might get the real Hey Jude. You know, like you don't. Yeah, you're right. Some of that stuff could be a little better and a little tighter, and I'm sure it'll improve over time. But for the most part, it's been great. So I found this great 70s kind of mix thing and heard a lot of the Eagles.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But I didn't want to stab it when I was done. Like this person. According to the official report, Vernette Bader. Who names their kid Vernette?
Vernette Bader.
Vernette Bader.
You have interfered for the last time. You have played the Eagles for the last time, Captain Nida.
If I hear one more version of Hotel California, I will be your destruction. Vernette Bader, age 54, became irritated with her 64-year-old roommate and one-time boyfriend after he rejected her pleas to turn off the Eagles and told her to shut up.
Shut up, he said.
I guess 64 is not that old. Bader then entered the kitchen and grabbed a serrated knife, which she subsequently used to slice dice, cut open a pipe, slice tomatoes, and then stab a roommate.
Julian fries.
That's right. Several times in the arm, hand, and elbow. The roommate, sounds like that scene a couple weeks ago in Breaking Bad. The roommate and his brother managed to wrestle the knife away from Bader. I wish this was Dietrich Bader. I like that guy. but she quickly retrieved another from the kitchen. Two knives.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Good job.
Dual wielding.
dual wielding. Akimbo. So that's some news there. How about Iran doing this? Check this out. Wow. So speaking of Jaffer, Iran may put a Persian cat into space.
Nice.
Look out, everyone. It's
like
time.
Like a really hip Persian dude. Like a Persian.
We're going to put a cat in space.
Check out this cat going into space.
I wish. Now I really wish that. I don't want it to be an actual cat.
How am I looking
cat.
Now?
Yeah, what do you think about me? He's going to open mic slam poetry right before he leaves. A Persian cat, the long-haired, flat-faced breed. Are they flat-faced?
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, they're the ones that that have the squashed face.
I don't remember that.
And the perpetually pissed-off look.
I need to look it up. Persian cat.
Yeah. Long hair.
I put Persian cat. Persian cat. There we go. Oh, yeah. They are squatty-faced, aren't they?
Yeah. Yeah.
They look like a Jaffer. All right.
Before Tank Girl knows where this is going, ow, I'm looking good.
Check out that cat. No one does this anymore, right? No one calls anyone cats. I think occasionally you might hear Chris Rock say it or something.
Well, I'd be curious. I wonder if
I walked into that Andrew bar Allen. And that cat came in. Oh, yeah, the Jazz. I bet the Jazz.
Andrew Allen might do the whole thing. Like, oh, yeah, I played with those cats down in
I hate that.
In North Charleston.
I don't like it. I don't like it at all. Let's see. Flat-faced breed named after Iran's former Prince of Persia. He's the one that in 300, right? They got the big giant guy with all the earrings. Sure. I played Paulo on Lost, that guy. Did you know that? Did you know the big bad guy in that movie was Paulo?
Really?
Lost? Yeah.
No, I did not know that.
Yeah, it'll weird you out.
Nikki and Paulo from those two episodes of Lost.
Those are the ones. And if you really, want to be weirded out,
come back for the final season.
You should watch those back to back, though. Like one of those episodes, or at least look at a picture of it, and then go look at the dude from 300, and you'll be like, "What is going on?"
Wow.
Really, really weird. Anyway, Iran says it's considering sending a Persian cat into space as the next animal astronaut after claiming it launched a monkey early this year.
I like the fact that there's like, you'd think this would be documented.
Right. More than just, they just claim the monkey.
We did send a monkey. Sure.
Also, welcome to the 60s, dude. We were putting monkeys in space then. This isn't a big deal.
Right, and dogs, yeah.
Right. Laika. Oh, you're putting a cat up there? Well, everyone stop what you're doing. Iran's putting a cat in space. The effort is part of an Iranian ambition to send humans into space by 2018. They are aware we're doing this now, right?
We've already done this.
They know that this has happened. I'm just going to assume. I don't know. It's a weird thing where it feels like they're like, we're going to put human in space. We're beat everybody to the punch.
The space race of 2018.
Yeah.
You're going to win.
It's like, I don't know. Who knows? But questions have been raised about reported successes of the country's animal missions. Monday's report by the official IRNA news agency quotes the space official Mohammed Ibrahimi as saying the next animal could be a distinctive Persian cat, a long-haired, flat-faced breed. Oh, you're right, flat-faced. Mm-hmm. I said it earlier too. Whatever. Named after Iran's former blah, 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 blah. No other details were given. What's the name of the cat?
What are they hoping the cat's going to do in space?
Get up there. I don't know. Who knows?
See, that's the thing. I mean,
what is the point? Like, what is that point? Is there a guy going with him? No. Just the cat? What a terrible idea. Are they going to bring him back and save the kitty?
I don't know. They didn't with the other animals.
All right. Just lots of litter and... Oh, litter floats, though. What do you do with it? Where's this cat
going?
Forget it. Call it off. Abort.
That's right.
Abort the mission. I've done this before.
You've done this before? Did you also send a monkey into space sometime earlier this year?
That's what I'm claiming. Hard to verify it. I put a cat with diarrhea in somebody's car when I was younger.
Really?
Yeah, we fed him laxatives. It was a payback.
You actually gave the cat diarrhea and then put him into somebody's car.
Yeah, I feel actually kind of, to this day, feel real bad about it because it was super mean. And it wasn't really my idea. It was my friend's, but... I was a willing participant, so I should take the blame. But we fed him laxatives, took him, threw him in my friend's hot, like, August car, or this guy we were trying to get back at. And that cat crapped all over that guy's car.
Oh.
And we came out, the cat jumped out, and it was a hot mess in there. So.
Oh, yeah.
Mission accomplished.
By the way, Irony Man already has the Detective Butt Snatcher promo.
Of course he does. Yeah, a detective butt snatcher, ABC's Fridays at 9. Look at that guy. Well, and there's a picture of him snatching a butt in the background.
Snatching a butt in the background, exactly.
Irony Man, why can't we how do we harness this power? There's something we're doing it wrong.
I know. Imagine if he used this power for good.
I can't even imagine that. We need to talk to him. But before we do that, our friends at Squarespace are sponsoring this week of programming.
See, now, this is how Irony Man, he could get a Squarespace page and just put all of these things on that Squarespace page.
Yeah, some people...
It's a portfolio.
Right. And it's you can have your domain and stuff. You don't have to, like, go do this on some Tumblr site or something dumb. Do it here where you control everything. They got your domain. You're like, I don't like this theme. And you can go customize your own or pick a better one or do whatever you want to do. Mm-hmm. All the tools are there to do it. It's all very simple. Just go in there, start making a site, and realize, man, I don't have to be a programming genius. I can make great-looking websites with hardly any effort at all. And it's not junk. This isn't GeoCities. There is some power behind all this.
That's right.
So go do it. Try it. Give it a free trial. See what you think. You don't have to put a credit card in or nothing. Just try it out. There's no harm done. Give it a shot. If you like what you see, start an account. And when you buy one of the packages they have there and that are available, use the code MORNING9. That's morning and the numeral 9, and that will save you 20% on whatever package.
Well,
that
has to be a misprint. You must mean 10%, Scott.
No, I mean
20. No one would give 20% off. Like, that's a huge discount.
It must be
a typo.
It feels like that would be, it's a bridge too far. Like, they've gone so far to please our listeners that they've given us too much. No, they are literally giving them 20% off. Not 10, 20. That's 20% off. Squarespace.com. The code is morning9. Go there today. I promise you'll be glad you did.
Chairman J. Parnell Thomas of New Jersey opens an inquiry into possible communist penetration of the Hollywood film industry.
It's Celebrity Poop, and it's brought to you by
Maniacal Industries is back after a survey catastrophe with science-centric t-shirts and more. Score your sweet loot at maniacalindustries.com. In other news, the Byzantine Empire was not German, but the Eastern Roman Empire, Greece, Saudi Arabia, etc.
Yeah, we know. We know.
Putin.
Yeah. Putin's there.
Putin.
Putin. Putin. Check this out.
Putin.
Now that sounds like nuclear warfare to me.
Yeah, sure does.
So he's on Skyfall now.
Well, here, let me give you a taste. All right, here's a little bit for you.
The communist empire, which will soon take over the entire planet. And I am currently offering a free bumper sticker if any of you are interested.
You better order quick.
Because we're all going to be a big communist state. So hurry.
Exactly. Yes.
Hurry while democracy reigns. He is the funniest tonal shift man I've ever heard in my life.
Oh, my God. Yes. And, by the way.
And I'm selling these things. Look at this.
The
I like
leopard
this.
Will be coming to take over the earth and make us all in his own image. By the way, I have a t-shirt.
What do you think of this? Okay, I'll play this sight unseen. You just tell me what you think.
Okay.
Oops, here we go.
Let the sky fall when it crumbles. Now that sounds like nuclear warfare to me.
That's what he was referring to. He is saying Skyfall is predicting the future calamity.
Wow.
And he says things.
Feel my heart burst again.
Okay, all right. How about this one?
Hold your breath and count to 10.
Oh, count to 10.
Oh.
Yeah, his socks don't match.
Your socks don't match.
All right, thanks a lot, Third Eagle.
Putin.
We love you. We really do.
Somebody could put this to music, I think.
Yeah.
I guess somebody already did that. Dale did that with the Call Me Maybe. Actually, a couple people, I think, did that.
Yep. And mix it in with this person. Put it in with her and you're good.
we do need the TMS Super Mix. Oh my God, it would be brilliant, wouldn't it?
Really good. Yeah, we'd play it. We'd play it on some sort of regular basis, even if it was good.
Yeah.
Enough.
So
somebody get on that. A lot of musical talent in the room. Come on now. Mm-hmm. Breaking Bad wins big at the Emmys. Did not see this coming, says Vince Gilligan. Let me do it in his voice. Here you go. Man, I did not see this coming. He's the most quiet, like, southern gentleman you've ever heard in your life.
He totally is. He looks like Littlefinger. Looks like a little countrified Littlefinger.
Yeah, sitting around going, man, that's just wonderful what we've been able to do this year on this show. And I just feel so humbled. Like, dude, you're the one that comes up with this craziness. It's amazing.
He whistles when he says his S's.
Yeah,
like,
he totally does. I mean, he's from Kentucky or Tennessee or somewhere.
And then we're going to kill Gush.
Yeah, Gush. Going to take Gush down. Silly. Let's see. He says, man, I did not see this coming, said creator Vince Gilligan, whom star Anna Gunn called a mad genius when accepting her Outstanding Supporting Actress Emmy. And you know what? Good on her. She has been given some... her character has been given the worst freaking lot in life possible. And she deserves...
She's been given a tough role to play.
And she's so good. My gosh, she's good.
She is good.
She said, Gilligan says, I thought this was going to be House of Cards, meaning the thing that would win. Mm-hmm. Or it would have been Homeland again, or could have been Mad Men, or could have been Game of Thrones or Downton Abbey. Could have been any of them. Like, And even some others who were not nominated in this golden age of television we feel so proud to be, proud to be a part of, unquote. He's a nice guy.
We saw the first hour...
I didn't see any of it.
Of the Emmys, and probably the best. I'm so glad that I saw Merritt Weaver's acceptance speech. So Merritt Weaver is the actress who is Nurse Jackie's friend on the show Nurse Jackie.
Oh, right.
She was also Schmidt's girlfriend on New Girl.
Yeah.
One of the two that he had to decide between, or still is deciding between, I guess.
Right. Is this Wiener still hurt when he gets excited?
I guess.
Okay. All right.
So she gets up for her acceptance speech. And she's like, wow, oh my God, thank you. And then pauses for a second, looks out the crowd and says, okay, I've got to go. Bye. Just as adorable as all get out. I mean, she was fantastic. Fantastic.
Well, that's good. Well, grats to everybody who won. Netflix got a big win with a writing credit for House of Cards, as a Vince Gilligan might say, heir to the little buddy fortune.
Yeah, I've got to see that. Apparently, that's apparently something I've got to watch is House of Cards. That's
putting it off forever. Part of the reason I think I've been putting it off is I'm like, well, it's just going to be there. Netflix isn't going to dump it. It's their own original programming. So I keep putting it off, thinking there's something else that's going to go way quicker, so I should watch that.
That's true, yeah. Netflix isn't going to take it off and say, okay, that's your last chance to see that.
Yeah, it's not like a Starz movie or something. Mm-hmm. Britney Spears announced her full-time residency in Las Vegas in a casino. She announced Tuesday she'll be begin a residency at the Planet
she'll
Hollywood.
Be in front of the goldfish machine for 6 hours a day.
Flicking cards and hoping you notice her. Let's see. Planet Hollywood Resort is going to be her new home. She's going to live there, moving there starting this winter. And she says, Britney's A Piece of Me is to begin December 27th and run through February 22nd. This is her, I guess, her show there. Let's see. Britney launches her most spectacular show ever at Planet Hollywood Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Britney, A Piece of Me is a celebration of the most illustrious careers in music history. Wow, this PR is really kind of milking it. Featuring 20 worldwide smashes from one of the most iconic artists ever to grace the stage. Audiences of all ages will be thrilled as Britney reimagines her greatest past performances and offers a glimpse of brand new material from her highly anticipated 8th studio album. That's all I'm going to read there.
That's funny. You know what? This actually is a show I wouldn't mind seeing. So I've in all the times I've been to Vegas, I've seen Cirque shows, I've seen Blue Man Group, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
I've seen a couple concerts that have come through there, but I've never seen a musician's residency. Like, no desire to see, obviously, Celine Dion.
Sure.
I wouldn't have minded seeing Barry Manilow, I'll admit it.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Kind of a guilty pleasure.
Yeah.
Elton John would have been great to see. Sure. Billy Joel. Well, I guess he didn't really have a residency. But this one,
yeah.
I might try and make an effort to see it.
You consider it. Okay. I would...
we're going to be out there in January for the New Media Expo, and I think we'll...
I keep forgetting that's coming.
Yeah. You probably should get your tickets. Plan on it.
Probably should do that.
Because I'm sure we'll be nominated. I'm sure Todd Cochran will give away the fact that we didn't win right before the announcement that we didn't.
Oh no! Like I said last year, this is the year where we're going to game the system and just listen, folks listening. We're going to shamelessly get votes and win. We're just going to win every category we're in. So be ready for that.
We will promise you things we will do on air for your votes.
Yeah, totally.
I'm putting that out there right now.
We're going to do that thing that we hate. We're going to be the people we hate. We're totally going to go down that road. We're going to sell out completely.
For votes is what we're going to have.
And a reminder that it really isn't, I mean, they're just little trophies, right? Like, we're not changing the world here. So we are going to see if we can win every category we're in. Last year, we didn't ask for votes at all, and we didn't win in the categories we were nominated in. So we're...
Coverville
did. But you deserved that, I mean.
We deserved all of it.
We
deserved TMS. We deserved FilmSack.
Sure, but when you're looking at, like, music podcasts or whatever, pods... What's your category?
Oh, yeah, the pod safe music category.
Hold on a minute. I hate that so bad.
Me
Podcast
too.
Podcast Alley?
It's safe for your iPod. Don't worry.
It's pod safe.
It's pod safe.
All right. Mark Wahlberg.
It's safe for your creative. Your Zune. It's Zune safe.
Zune safe. Nobody's Zune safe. Mark Wahlberg, formerly of Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch.
Yeah.
Also quite the...
Say hi to your mother for me.
The acting auteur is now a graduate of high school. The 42-year-old, he's 42, everyone, pretty much my age, a little younger, received his diploma in June, tells People that his four children were a big motivation for hitting the books. I didn't want the kids saying, you didn't do it, so why do I need to? Were they saying that? I don't know. The Ted star, who had troubled childhood and dropped out in the 9th grade after being charged with attempted murder... Good Lord.
I didn't know that. Wow.
I didn't either. That's not a good vibration. Says getting his diploma is a huge accomplishment. It's also a huge sense of relief, he told People Monday at an event in Irvine, California. Why do they capitalize People? Is that the trademark? I guess
it's just the way it is, yeah.
All right. Tweaked Audio sponsoring this bit of tripe and all things The Morning Stream. We love these guys. Try them out today. You hear us talk about them all the time. I can't say enough about their service, their quality of product, and their fantastic warranty. Get all the styles and colors you need. All of it sounds great with your music and talk. Noise reduction, compatibility, lifetime warranty. TweakedAudio.com is the place, and those earbuds can be a great savings to you. By using the code STREAM at checkout, you'll get 33% off at TweakedAudio.com. Brian, let's take a break. When we come back, we've got App Slappy's Eric's App Review. That's coming up real soon. And Major Spoilers, a.k.a. Steven Schleicher, will be here to talk about a few nerdy items of various
and neither importance. Of those guys had to do a confession, so I think we got to get a confession out.
We totally should. That's a good idea. All right, so stay tuned for that. In the meantime, regale us with music, please.
Yes, this one's going out to Ken, who emailed and said, in honor of National Handelman's Week, the week of September 22nd, I think a Pixies cover would be highly appropriate for obvious reasons. You know what? I need to look up why that would be appropriate. I'm sure whatever you've got is great, and good Handelman's Week to you both. Signed, Ken. All right. How about a cover of the Pixies? This is, let me pull it up here. Comes from a soundtrack, or I'm sorry, comes from the soundtrack to 500 Days of Summer, the Zooey Deschanel and Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Oh, the Third Rock from the Sun Kid. Got it. Yep.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yes. That's what he should be known for.
Sure.
This cover of the Pixies, Here Comes Your Man. Gorgeous cover by Megan Smith. I love her vocals on this, by the way. This is a cute little plinky plunky song, but it's really well sung. Megan Smith, Here Comes Your Man from 500 Days of Summer.
All right. We'll be back in a minute. Everyone, please stay tuned.
That Utica Club is one of the half dozen or so beers in the United States to use mash filters instead of a lager tub in order to separate the grain from the liquid, even though it requires the employment of two extra men to change these filters, just because this method standardizes grain-liquid contact time and therefore ensures that every Utica Club is a better-tasting brew?
Harry?
Hmm.
Your socks don't match.
You see. We drink all we can, the rest we sell.
This is Democracy Manifest.
Boo!
This is the morning stream. Shut up, baby, I know it.
So it appears I played the same commercial twice.
It does, yes.
Well, damn it. That wasn't supposed to happen.
Because your socks don't match.
Crap. I don't know what I did there.
What does the fox say?
Oh, don't play that. There's something up with that file. Oh, well. Utica Beer, what are you going to do? He's the worst, really.
He really is.
Isn't that where he... Hold on, let's see. It's so embarrassing.
Oh.
It's so embarrassing. It's terrible.
Putin.
All right, let's get to the business at hand. We have to call Eric. I think he's first, because
okay.
Steven's
right.
Not in yet. Takes him a little bit to get there. Whoops. Eric, whoops. Whoops. It's Hokkaido. Come on now. There we go. I want to get his thoughts on iOS 7 in general, and we'll see what he says about these new things. But we should make him do a thing, a confession, right?
Yes.
That should be
yes,
part of the deal this morning. All right.
Yep.
I feel good about that. All right, we're ringing. We're ringing.
Did you get a new phone? New 5S?
Okay, so I have a story about that.
Okay.
Well, let's see. I'll tell you after I play this here. Let's do this. We'll do it properly.
Okay, because he's on.
Yeah, well, he's not answering yet, but
oh.
Even if he doesn't, we'll do this anyway.
App Slappy.
Hey, look at this, everybody. It's time for Eric's app review, which may not include Eric if he doesn't call. So, keep trying him. Oh, there he is. Eric, hi. Good
hello.
Morning. Hi.
There he is.
How you doing?
Hello.
Hello, what?
Hello,
hello. Can you hear us?
Hello.
Are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, good. Fantastic.
There were some issues with the Skype there for a second.
Skype's been weird lately for a lot of people.
It said instead of like saying, it said join the group call and not an answer button.
Oh, that's weird. I think that's really weird. That shouldn't have done that at all. But here's the important bit, dude. Here you are, a mere... 12 hours since we last saw you in our raid last night.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
To talk about an app review, but before you do...
The naked truth about a Sandy hamburger.
Your job is to make a confession. So let's make it an iOS confession or a phone confession. What is the weirdest, what is the most guilty confession you can make right now without totally embarrassing yourself on the radio?
About iOS?
Anything. It can be that.
Oh,
but it can be anything.
Anything?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We've all been doing confessions like, popular shows that everyone else likes but us,
or whatever. It can be nerdy, it can be a personal thing, it can be anything mm-hmm. you want, but you're required you're required today to do it. It's like a speakeasy and you have to know the password to get in here.
Mm-hmm. I guess my confession, what I'm not very proud about and it's very embarrassing, is in high school I actually purchased a Yanni album.
I didn't expect that.
Wow.
That's
really?
Great. You bought with real money?
Paid money for it.
Yes.
Wow.
And, yes, it's very embarrassing.
I used to have a bunch of Yanni music. I don't think I have any of that anymore. I kind of wish I did right now so I could play it. Dang it.
So you did have some Yanni music.
Oh, you know what? Here you go. I got something called Sensuality, which was a joint project between him and John Tesh. Let's just get a taste of it.
Oh, even better.
We'll just get a taste.
The bifecta.
Oh, yeah. Listen to that. Yeah, anyway. Well, that's great. So there you go. That's a pretty embarrassing thing to admit. Thank you for playing along.
Is that what you're looking for?
Yeah, it's totally fine.
That'll work.
You've done it. You've now in the club of people who have admitted things. We still got to get Tom, I think.
You're now allowed on the show. Yeah. Welcome.
Welcome to the morning stream. All right. So apps. iOS 7, iPhones, things like that. Before you get to an app, how are you feeling about 7 and all that since it launched?
I like it, actually. I mean, there's a few, things here that, that I don't really care for that I think needs to be worked on. Like in the calendar to look at stuff that you have coming up, they should not use, gray dots. Gray dots don't stick out very well.
Oh, as... That's funny. I use a third-party calendar, so I don't even know what that looks like. I should probably look. But you're saying it's just too light. It's too hard to tell.
Yeah, you're looking at like your month view, and like instead of having a colored dot to highlight, see if you have an appointment that day, it's like a faint gray dot, and it just doesn't work.
Oh yeah, I can see what you're saying. Hadn't noticed. It's funny because overall, I kind of like the look of the app. Like the changes to the app, I think are pretty good, but I don't love. You're right. I don't love that gray dot. That's hard to see.
That is.
Yeah. Doesn't jump out and go, make sure you check me and make sure it's the thing you remember today. Instead it says,
gray
dot. Yeah.
But what I do love is like in the notification center is where it tells you like, here's the weather today and you have no appointments this morning, but this afternoon you have this, you know.
Yeah. That stuff's nice. And by the way, all you Android people, just be quiet for a minute, okay? Just shut up. We know that you've had some of these features before. We know.
Yeah, well, first of all, I just have to laugh. I mean, because all the Android people are like, oh, your cutie phones or whatever. Play School icons. Have you seen the icons for the Android?
Yeah, no.
There's nothing special about them.
There's nothing special about any of the icons for anybody. It's all just stuff. It's a weird nitpicky thing to do. It's the tribalism of it just pisses me off every time I hear it. And I honestly, I just don't. I mean, here's the thing. I'm more than happy to occasionally or whatever makes sense, like to get the Android voice on here for people who use Android. That's a good idea because, hey, reviews are for everyone. You should, we want to appeal to different people's tastes. But I refuse to participate in the weird poopy match that is these two sides. I don't get it. I don't understand why it matters to them so much. Like here's what I have come to conclude, and I may have said this on the show. If I've already said this, then I apologize. But if they're not careful, they're becoming the thing they used to hate about Apple people. And this is what I mean. I remember the late 80s. Brian, see if you remember this happening. There was a t-shirt even that said this. Uppity Mac people, when Windows 98 came out, said, oh, Windows 98? More like Mac 84. Like, that was a thing people said. And just the other day, from a guy I follow on Twitter, this is his exact quote to me. He says, man, I sure love iOS 7 and all these features that I've had on my Android phone already for the last 3 years. It's the same thing. You're becoming exactly the thing you hated. So quit. If that's what you want, go for it. Have a fun trip. But why do you want to do that? Just like what you like and don't like what you don't like, and it's fine. All right, Eric. App, give us
a look. It kind of reminds me that I read an article how they already cracked the fingerprint scan thing hackers did.
Yeah.
And the article, the whole thing about the article is like a simple step. All you have to do is get a clean fingerprint, take a high-resolution photo at 2,500 DPI, get some plastic and make a concoction and lay it down on the surface, invert that, and it's such a simple simple way to crack the phone. I'm like, that's not simple. No. That looks like
That's headline grabby. That's like saying, oh, yeah, counterfeiting money's easy. No, it's not. It's really hard, but you can do it. If you want to go through all the hoops to do it, you can do it, but it's not easy. So,
don't use your pass. Don't use a thumbprint. And then some guy who tweeted, I can't remember who tweeted the thing. He goes, oh, yeah, you could just look over somebody's shoulders while they're putting their passcode in, too. So,
right. Good point. That's how I had a friend who got his credit card stolen this way. He was in a mall, and he was down in the lower level. And he handed the card to somebody. And during the moment he handed it to him, somebody with a telephoto lens on a floor above them got a picture of the card and the number. And it was an American Express, so I had the security key on the front of it.
Oh, no.
And ended up doing a bunch of fraudulent charges based on that photograph. Like, that's how easy it is. So, sure. Internet headline about cracking the sensor. It's like, okay, guys, it's fine. And you know what? It doesn't matter anyway. They sold. This is what's great. The Android ecosystem is doing really well, and that's fantastic. The Apple ecosystem is doing really well, and that's fantastic. They sold 9 million phones in 3 days, 2 days, whatever it is. They sold. I looked at the numbers. That was more iPhones in a weekend than all Xbox 360 sales for the year of 2005 and 2006 combined. Think about that for a second. That's a lot. That's a lot of damn phones. Anyway.
And that was like in the heyday of the Xbox.
Yeah, right? Yeah, I mean, things got bigger and bigger for them. Yeah. So now they're in the, they have like 50 million worldwide or whatever. For a console, that's still good, and it's probably a lousy comparison, but it's interesting. They'll make plenty of money, is my point. Apple's doing just fine. All right, so app, what do you got? Something good?
It's okay. It's not. I mean, you know, I'm not everything I'm going to review is not going to be a perfect winner every time, right?
Yeah, no, not every time.
Not every time, so I got to be truthful. But it's called Icon Pop Quiz.
Oh, okay.
Hot
and
shot.
It's one of the. It's kind of like one of those, you know, guess who this person is, based on a kind of a very graphic looking icon, paper cutout ish kind of graphic looking image.
Right.
If that makes sense.
Sort of.
But it's kind of like, remember those, like that movie trivia where they had the cats dressed up like a movie character?
Oh, yeah. We liked that app, as I recall.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like that, but just with more iconic graphic representation.
But it's still just a movie trivia game thing.
Well, it's not trivia. It's more like people, like icons of, you know, it could be military dictators or, you know, scientists or anybody.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But it kind of throws you off a little because, like, my second question right when I downloaded was a picture of Mickey Mouse.
Okay.
And Mickey Mouse was not the answer.
Oh, I saw you tweet. You or somebody tweeted this.
It was me.
Okay. I saw. Yeah. I don't understand that at all. That seems like a bug to me.
But the answer was Walt Disney.
Oh, really?
So do they need to say, like they need to clarify and say, all right, these are not characters. These are all.
Well, the category was famous people. So, you know, I guess I should have paid more attention to the category, but it's just like, I mean, you know, and it was like the old black and white, you know, Mickey Mouse shot.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And so I was like, Steamboat Willie, you know, looking, you know, what was Mickey's first name? I don't, you know, and I was just like, oh, it's. Mm-hmm.
That's like looking, it's like showing someone a picture of a turd I made and saying, Scott Johnson. You know, like, I mean, no, it's not quite the same leap, but you know what I mean? Like, they're not giving you much to work.
Yeah, exactly.
With. Yeah. Interesting. I love games so, like that, but that would have pissed me off.
Yeah. So, it's, you know, if you look at the, if you're looking it up on the iTunes link, and I know that Brian does that.
Yeah, he does.
I do. Yep.
He does. I know.
Yeah.
So you can see what the style is, but it's okay. It's fun. You win coins as you progress when you get the correct answers. And you can use those coins for, like, hints that will reveal some of the letters if you're stuck. Or you can pull out and solve it for you for, more coins. And it's, like, the whole thing. If you run out of coins, you can always nickel and dime your way to the answer. Right. So.
But it's like the four picks one word and the... similar kind of things like that, where you can the stuff you earn can be used to make the game easier for you, or you can buy coins, probably.
Exactly, yes. Exactly. So, and they don't give you any clues onto how many letters are in the answer or anything like that. So, unless you reveal how many, you know, a few letters in the clue. So,
nice. All right. How much is it? Is it free? Is it cost?
I can't remember. I think it's free.
Okay.
And then, you know, you can pay to remove the ads, and then you can also, you know, buy coins within the app.
So here's the big question. How many Putins are there, would you give it, out of five? How many Putins?
I give it like a three, maybe.
Three Putins.
Three and a half.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Imagine a world with three Putins in it. We'd be screwed.
Three Putins. Oh, yeah.
Three Putins and we're all dead. Well, great.
But
there you go.
I have a coaster that I'm selling.
That guy's great.
Feel my heart burst again.
Oh, okay. All right, buddy.
Called the three
Putins. I have a question for you,
three
Scott.
Putin coaster.
Yeah, three Putins of the apocalypse. Yes.
So, like, we couldn't get the boss down last night. So when are you going to pick up the slack? I mean, I've heard
My DPS wasn't that bad.
I like that you're calling Scott out, but not me, who spent a lot of all the fights
on the ground,
eaten floor. Yeah.
Yeah, you're on the floor.
Yeah, well, that's your excuse. Scott doesn't have excuse.
My DPS wasn't that terrible. It was okay to bad. It was pretty bad, but my gear sucks.
You know what this is? This is the payback from our five-man days.
Remember? Oh, I know, dude. I was creaming everybody. Like,
oh, sorry. Sorry if I'm pulling aggro off you, Eric, because yeah. I just do so much DPS.
I was doing really good DPS back then. I'm not. My gear is terrible right now. I need to gear up and, you know, be more of a threat in there, because I'm not right now. But yeah, it's still fun, you know, good times.
The thing is that's all that fight that you're doing like 70% less damage anyway right off the bat.
So. Oh, yeah, you can't even... That's a fight stupid anyway. Yeah, if anyone ever looked at that fight and looked at the meters after that and judged me based on that, I'm the worst player in Warcraft ever. But that fight's not fair. You can't count that mm-hmm. fight. You gotta look at more stuff where I could stand still.
I'm really good when I can stand
still. I'm really great when I can stand still and hit three or four keys in a row over and over. I'm really good at that. Whatever. I don't need to dominate. You were dominating. That's all that mattered.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Eric Van Skyhawk. His new album out now called Shattered.
Oh, yeah. I also have... you guys were talking about Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Yeah. Third Rock from the Sun. It's that kid, yeah.
So he has a hit record thing he does, right? Have you guys know about that?
Yes.
The
Artist Collaborative...
Right.
TV show, variety show stuff he's doing.
Yeah, I heard about this.
Something about it in Entertainment Weekly. Looked mm-hmm. interesting.
Yeah.
So I actually submitted a piece to one of the projects.
Yeah. You did?
I did.
Oh, mm-hmm. I didn't know that. Yeah. Yeah. And?
And it got picked.
What?
Oh, cool.
Shut up. For real?
For real.
That's so awesome. When do we see this?
I'm sending in the splits today for the project, and so.
Oh, that's great, dude.
That's kind of crazy.
That's
huh?
a nice resume item too, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Have that going on. That's great. You know what? I always think of Joseph Gordon-Levitt. It's like, shouldn't he be a child actor his age? Shouldn't he be like in a ditch putting crack in his veins by now? Like he's doing very well.
He really is.
He's the exception that proves the rule or something like that.
He gets the Opie Award for going on to bigger and better things after his childhood days. Well, that's cool. You'll have to tell us when that ends up someplace that people can see it, because I want to see that. That sounds great.
Yeah, it's just a small little musical piece, but you know,
nicely done.
Very cool.
If I can never know. Here's how we're celebrating.
Woo-hoo!
There we go. Eric Van Skyhawk, everybody. Hawkito on Twitter. His album Shattered's out now. iTunes and Amazon. Pick it up. It's great music. It's fantastic. Eric, we'll see you next week.
Thanks, guys.
Bye now.
See ya. Bye.
See ya. Okay, there we go.
See ya.
I would want to be him. Did
I'd love to have that musical talent.
There it is.
Whoa.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Stephen Schleicher Jr. III, Esquire, here to talk from Major Spoilers' point of view. Stephen, it's good to see you again. How you doing?
Hey, guys. How are you? Good.
Oh, fantastic, good. Man. I got a question for you, though.
Yes.
Have we done a confession from you yet? Have we asked you for one on the show? I can't remember.
I don't think so.
Okay, so here,
confession. What am I telling?
Here's what we're gonna do. Hold on.
The naked truth about a Sandy hamburger.
All right, your job. That's the theme for that. We have themes for everything here on the show. Your job is to tell us just any confession, geeky one. Okay. Like sometimes it comes up, like, oh, I never saw Firefly, or I don't know why people like Breaking Bad, and that's their, you know, their weird thing, or their guilty pleasure, or something like that. So it can be anything from your childhood, from your now, from your. You know, you trip somebody at a Comic-Con, it turned out to be Richard Hatch or whatever. So what do you
man,
got?
That's tough.
Yeah.
It is tough.
And then no preparation. You know, no
prep at all.
Yeah.
You know, I never did watch Firefly when it was on television.
Ooh.
See. And
we're contractually obliged to hang up on you now, by the way.
I think I had other things going on Friday nights or whatever night Fox was jumping that show around on, so I never got a chance to see it.
Well, I'm with you, actually. It wasn't that I avoided it. I just... That schedule was weird, and those were back in my traditional TV days, and I don't know. Things were just harder to see, so I'm also a post-viewer of that. I saw it later on DVD.
Same here.
Most TV shows I will avoid until after they've had a season under their belt, a season or two under their belt before I watch it.
Mm.
For example, Breaking Bad. I know we've got, one more episode left of Breaking Bad.
Yep.
I've just now gotten into, I think I'm ready to start third episode of season 5, so I've just spent some time catching up on that show, which isn't a bad thing. I mean, I did The Wire that way. I did the first season of Newsroom that way.
It's a good way to binge watch, too.
Yep. Yeah, really. So I think most of the time for me is I don't usually watch live television anymore, and I wait a season or two before I pick up a show.
Wow.
So people can spoil stuff all they want, and it doesn't bother me.
Mm.
you know, same way with Game of Thrones. I'm just now into the middle of season two, or just one or two episodes into season two. And I know, you know, HBO shows only run like 4 or 5 episodes a season. So
So you're just getting to the pretty point close, where the red woman's putting leeches on the boy. Yeah.
Yeah. I think so. I'm getting pretty close to that. Yeah.
All right. Well, that's one of my favorite scenes. Well, good. Well,
it's not, a really great confession.
You know, it's okay. It's all right. It's not like you had to tell us you killed a guy in Reno once or anything.
You know,
kind of confessions. Oh, well, see, one time I killed a guy in Reno, but we're not supposed to talk about that.
No,
because, you know,
you're not. Where'd you put the body, though? Because there are places I've heard in Reno that are good for that.
I know which hotel he stashed the body in.
We'll never know.
I may have been in that hotel. All right, great. Well, police tape or not, it's Steven Schleicher, and he is here to expound on the world of geeky stuff. You can find it at majorspoilers.com. A couple things of note on the side I've noticed that you put up. Start with this. You've got a really hinty headline that says, the Marvel Universe is about to plunge into inhumanity, and nothing will ever be the same again. Emphasis on again.
Oh, come on. That's,
so what's going on with that? What are they pulling this time?
So inhumanity is their next big event following whatever they're doing now, the invasion of Thanos or Thanos.
Infinity. Yeah.
Infinity, right. So as soon as that's done, we're into the Inhumans and examining the Inhumans. And apparently, you know, these genetically engineered beings, we know of the Inhumans and them either living on the moon or now apparently floating over New York City hidden.
Weird.
They're going to become discovered, and there are going to be more Inhumans than maybe we thought we knew of before. So back in the 60s, everyone was worried about mutants. Here in the, what are the what are we in? The teens.
The 20-teens, yeah.
The 20-teens. Now we're going to be concerned about, are you inhuman or not?
Oh, so it's kind of like, what's that other one they did with the, you didn't know if all the heroes were those aliens or not. What was the deal?
Oh, the Skrull invasion.
Skrull.
It sounds oddly familiar to me, doesn't it?
Similar to that.
Yeah. Okay. So it should be kind of interesting. I don't know if people are reading Infinity or not, but it's been pretty good. We're, what, 3 issues in, and people are kind of digging it. I really like the first issue.
I love Thanos as a villain, too. I mean, if I were to do some cosplay as a supervillain, I would totally rock the Thanos, get an Infinity Gauntlet and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah, that'd be pretty awesome.
All right.
It's great stuff.
Well, that's something to look forward to then if you're Marvel fans. Also, the New York Comic Con is just around the corner. Companies are gearing up for the big show. Always kind of a big deal. We like it here locally because the Salt Lake City Comic Con beat it for best opening of a new Comic Con ever. We broke their record, so they are now second when it comes to that. So
But we'll see. I mean, they've got a lot of people. I mean, if you just look down the guest list, I mean, comic creators out the wazoo, mainly because it's in New York. But, I mean, TV shows are going to be turning out left and right. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. airs tomorrow night, September 24th. But they're going to have a whole panel at the show for people to go check in. X-Files will be there. Gillian Anderson will be there. The list is just huge as far as their big celebrity guests. So they really are pushing to try to get as many people to come to New York Comic Con and really make it the premier comic convention of the East Coast compared to the San Diego Comic Con of the West Coast. And, you know, Salt Lake City stuck there in the middle.
Yeah. For everyone else, there's
the Salt Lakes.
So, David Duchovny not going?
I didn't see him on the list. He might be there, but, you know, he's so busy with so many other things.
Yeah.
But with, what are we at, 20 years of X-Files or 25 years of X-Files, it's good to see that there's still a huge fan base to do stuff with X-Files. And we've got over at IDW Publishing, if people aren't reading it, X-Files Season 10. And a lot of publishers are doing this when they get a property, is they're taking where the series left off, and they're continuing it with this new season of stuff. So Smallville is doing it over at DC Comics. We had Buffy Season 9 just wrap up over at Dark Horse. And now we've got Season 10 of The X-Files going on.
Well, that's great.
It's all fun.
It's nice to see Vince Gilligan getting his due and also being a dude who was involved with that series, with X-Files, way back in the day. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, good. Well, there you go, New York. Have some fun. Do you feel like it will be as media overrun as San Diego has become? Do you feel like is that a fear or not? Maybe not a fear, but is that the hope of the con is to become that big media event?
I think that's what they want it to be. The last couple of years, though, the convention center has been going under some construction, and they've kind of been splitting things up in a couple of odd ways, which have gotten fans upset, and they have sometimes multiple conventions going on at the same time. I think they want to make this as big as they possibly can, so here's hoping that there's a lot of news coming out of the New York Comic Con that takes place October, 11th through the 13th or 13th through the whatever,
right.
Coming up. And I think it will be. I think you should be watching, because last week there was not very much news coming out of the comic book companies or from the big TV networks, mainly because they were probably gearing up for Emmys and launch week this week of most of their fall seasons. Mm. But I'm thinking over the next 2-3 weeks, we're going to see a lot of big news spilling out from publishers that are going to really make people stand up and go, what?
Right. Well, good for them. Looking forward to it. Also, and finally, Disney is making a film adaptation of Into the Woods.
Yeah, did you guys ever see this on Broadway?
What is this? Yeah. Tell me what this is.
So this is what happened happily ever after, right? So you hear the fairy tale and how they end. They all live happily ever after. Into the Woods goes the next step forward. This is where what happened to Snow White, what happened to Prince Charming, what happened to Jack and the Beanstalk.
Oh.
And it is a great musical. If you've never seen it, you should see it. There may be something on Great Performances on iTunes or from PBS that you can check out. But it is a great musical, and I can't wait to see how they adapt this into a movie. It's got Meryl Streep, Emily Blunt, James Corden, Anna Kendrick, Chris Pine, Johnny Depp. Mm. Wow. I'm pretty sure if it's got Johnny Depp in it, it's got Helena Bonham Carter in there somewhere.
Yeah, it's a contractually
package
bound
deal.
Yeah. But I mean, it's just got so many people in there, and it's got comedy, tragedy. It ran off Broadway, man. I saw it maybe in like 92 or something, I think is when it ran. I originally saw it on PBS's Great Performances with who was Gene Wilder's wife?
Gilda Radner.
Gilda Radner.
I think she was in that in one of the original performances. Mm. But it's just so wonderful. If you guys haven't checked it out, it's great.
I've definitely not. That sounds really interesting to me. There's kind of a
premiered in Broadway in 87.
There's a bit of a comic book quality to that idea, isn't there? Like that seems like something you'd see, like Fables or what's the other one? There's another one where it's like, oh, I forgot. But it's basically like old fairy tales continued on or a little bit twisted.
Yeah.
Modernized.
Yeah, and that's And if you wanted to go track it back, I would say Into the Woods is probably where people came up with those ideas. Now, I'm sure there's probably some things that happened before then, but Into the Woods in 87, then you know,
Wicked's
you have stories.
One, right?
You know, Wicked's another one, what happened before the Wicked Witch became the Wicked Witch. Yeah. But you've got Fables and you've got the ABC series that's going on. So there's a lot of interest in these public domain stories that people can just jump into and manipulate, do what they want.
They're coming back. We could do something. It's public domain. Let's do it. It's pod safe. Sure, Brian's pod safe.
Ooh, pod safe. Yeah, maybe we'll get a nomination for that.
Yeah, we might be able to. Maybe. Oh, no, I want to get into the LGBT category. Or what's it?
LGBT.
Thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
Okay, I said it right. Whatever. Those categories are weird. Steven, it's always fun to hang out. You got anything going on we should tell people about?
Let's see. We've got more Critical Hit, more episodes. Oh, Zach was out last week, and we didn't have Zach on film last week, but people can check out this week. We'll talk a little bit about what he was doing. Mm. Is big news for him, so that's great.
Yep.
But we keep pushing on, slowly but surely, generating all this fun stuff for everyone to consume and enjoy.
And if Twitter's any indication, Steven's one of the busiest fathers/dudes at a university I've ever seen. You're out there.
First soccer
going.
Game this weekend for the kid, and he did a great job.
He looked great in his little uniform. That was awesome. Let's get some people on Twitter should follow you. Major Spoilers on Twitter. Always a good place to be. And please go to the site, support it. That's majorspoilers.com. Steven, have a fantastic week. We'll see you next time.
Yep. See ya. Bye.
See ya.
Need to do a new comic dorks, but we haven't had time. This house stuff has screwed me up. Okay. Where are we now? Oh, emails.
Yes.
Just a couple here. Let's do it. Who are they brought to us by?
Another Way Around, Life and Gaming Podcast Deluxe. Visit awaycast.com to experience video commentary, live streams, interviews, and of course, the Awaycast Weekly Podcast. The Awaycast runs regular contests with loot giveaways and will keep you humored and enlightened in both life and gaming. Go to awaycast.com.
Scottish Blarney, says Vlad. A week or two ago, I was cutting the grass and had an unfortunate run-in with a bee. This bee decided to sting me on my upper lip. After an hour of swelling and pain in my lip, and pain my lip was touching my nose. Oh, gross. His lip was touching
Angelina
his nose.
Angelina Jolie.
Yeah, no doubt. That sounds about right. She does it on purpose, though.
Yeah.
I decided to listen or head to the ER. When I got there, I pooped. Oh, sorry. I popped in my tweaked audio. Sorry. I popped in my tweaked audio earbuds and turned on TMS. They gave me an IV and began to pump steroids and stuff into my arm. Benadryl in the veins burns like fire. Well, that sounds terrible.
Wow.
So for 2 hours, I sat there with my face throbbing and my arm pulsating with pain, but you guys made it easier to deal with without you guys making poop jokes and talking about Cumber Flatchley, Snoopy Poopty Dog, or whatever his name is. I don't know what I would have done. Thanks again for the awesome stuff you do. P.S. I need Scott to tell me Nick's favorite pistol-type weapon from a video game and what color your wife likes. Okay, that's a weird request, but I will do that for you. Actually, I can do it now. Favorite pistol type from a video game? Probably probably the rifle, the machine gun slash rifle from Halo. He really likes that. And then my wife's favorite color, I want to say, is blue or red. Probably red. PSS. Okay. I shall claim the title of the TMS first bisexual fan. There, I said it. Now, where's my pocket protector with the title on it? Sorry, we don't make those. We don't do that.
Yeah. visit Etsy for those.
Yeah.
Yeah, so look for something in the mail from Vlad pretty soon.
Really? Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Freaking out here. If it's a severed arm with Benadryl in it, I'm not interested. Okay, next email. Pip says,
chunk of lip in a jar.
Pip says, the reason time speeds up as you get older is because of memory and math. All right, so this is interesting because we talked about how fast time seems to go. Like today, even you said, man, what's happened
to the
month?
September. Yeah.
Example, a 10-year-old only has 10 years of memories in life, so they experience 1 year as 1/10 of their life, which is a long time, at least to them. A 50-year-old has 50 years of memories. To them, 1 year is 1/50th of their life, which isn't a lot, so it doesn't feel as long. A year feels longer to kids because they don't have as much time to compare it with. Pip. Well, makes sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
I like your theory. Now back it up with facts, Pip.
Right.
Finally, Ken wrote in, says, Dear Scott, I'm really upset with you for not memorizing Wikipedia. For instance.
Wow.
You probably didn't even know that the city of Byzantium was supposedly founded by King Byzas. Byzas? Byzas.
Byzantium. Byzantium and I would guess
Byzas. I don't know. Who, according to mythology, was the son of the god Poseidon and the magical heifer Carosia. Also, Canadian money smells like maple syrup because of the emergency packets of pure maple goodness we keep in our wallets. Ken. Nice.
Just right, in Ken. Case of a waffle or a stray plate of poutine comes there when they need to.
I like it when listeners come to my defense when I don't know something about something. I think it's nice. Mm-hmm. So thank you for having my back. If you'd like to email us, you can. themorningstream@gmail.com. That's themorningstream@gmail.com. And that is it. We are done. I want to thank our friend Scott Fletcher, who does our great voice bumpers, Alpha Geek Radio for the Shoutcast stream. Check out the website, frogpants.com/TMS. You'll find links to everything we do, including our t-shirt, our mug, and much, much more. You can help us out by supporting us and buying those. On Facebook, we're at facebook.com/TheMorningStream. On Twitter, Morning Stream, Scott Johnson, and Coverville. By the way, some people ask, how do I do a little segment bumper sponsor thing? It's real easy, and it's only $10. Just go to the site, frogpants.com/TMS. There's a link right there, and you can support us that way as well. Whew. All right.
And I'll read it. I'll read it out loud.
Yeah, and it's beautiful.
You mispronounced your last name.
Booming voice, known as Brian Evett, or across the land. All right, Brian, you usually regale us with another song twice in one episode, so I assume today is no different.
No different.
Okay.
Dear Scatter and Brain, as Monday, September 23rd is the birthday that marks me being 10 years shy of the answer, I figured it might be best to ring in my old fartiness with a little public humiliation. Mm. Perhaps, possibly, maybe enjoy, sorta, this parody of Landslide by Fleetwood Mac, which I call Rock Slide, Tadpool's Lament. It would not leave my brain meats after N13's fun weather-induced events, so all you get to suffer along with me. So, for those who didn't attend N13 or those who forgot, we actually had some rock slide issues that locked people in the canyon and kept employees of Snowbird out of the canyon.
It was the best.
Yep. It was the best. It actually was kind of fun, and we all shared that in fun together.
Sure.
Cheesy G, a.k.a. Kathy Hopkins, took pen to paper and voice to microphone and came up with a great parody of Fleetwood Mac's Landslide that she recorded, and we're going to play it for you right now.
Mm. Love it. Wow.
Yes.
I didn't know she
So this is the Tadpool Zone. Yes. Oh, yeah. We've had a couple of versions go back and forth with edits and fixes and things like that. So this is, you're going to love this. This is great.
Okay. Well, let's yeah. check it out.
So happy
licking
birthday,
Loki's horn. Whoa, what did that play for? That wasn't supposed
happy
to.
Happy birthday, Cheesy G.
Yeah, happy birthday. It's good to have you with us, as always. Let's play this song. It's Rock Slide in the style of Fleetwood Mac's Landslide. And it's Cheesy G. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Maybe. Why wouldn't that play? Here we go. Now it's working.
Anus is a useful thing indeed.